Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, President Trump has signed a compromise border security bill this morning. The compromise bill negotiated between the congressional Democrats and Republicans gives the president $1.375 billion to build a 55-mile stretch of barriers in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Well, short of the over $5 billion he requested. So, unfortunately, this is not the end of the story. Speaking from the Rose Garden this morning, President Trump confirmed he will declare a national emergency in order to secure funding to build a wall at the southern border. He argued that his actions are consistent with those of his predecessors. Now, I'm going to be signing a national emergency, and it's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents from 1977 or so. It gave the presidents the power, Trump said. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. The president argued that he is doing so to address an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs. Trump went on to repeat his past talking points about tremendous amount of drugs crossing into the U.S. from the southern border, even though the majority of those drugs come through ports of entry, and address the issue of human trafficking. He once again reiterated that his claim of El Paso is safer because of the border fencing, despite statistics showing violent crime rates did not go down as a result of the construction or fencing there. Moving on in pop news, if you're one of those people that couldn't stand all the PDA from yesterday, Love and Troye Sivan have just the treat for you. The pair released the video for I'm So Tired yesterday, and it's a reminder that not everyone loves love. I love love. Love and Troye both star in the video, making fly-on-the-wall appearances as couples can't keep their hands off of each other in diner booths and backseats of cars. As the song's lyrics insinuate, Troye and Love have no interest in seeing couples happily together, with Love bitterly shoving a straw into some Lovebird's milkshake and Troye thoroughly sitting atop a car as another duo make out. We have a little bit of audio, so let's take a listen.
I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home, oh, oh. So tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love. Just wanna go home, wanna go home, wanna go home.
All right, the video is a similar portrayal of I'm So Tired to what Love and Troye brought to Jimmy Kimmel Live on February 6th as the two performed among a trio of couples who pack on the PDA. It would have been Lisa and I had we got the invite. And those were no fake kisses either. The singers recruited real couples for both the video and the Kimmel performance. They got a lot of makeout time, Love tells Billboard with a laugh. Now, to see the video and to read more, just go on over to wearechannelq.com. And don't forget, we are officially a podcast. We're so proud of it. So if you haven't had the chance to listen to us, hear some of our celebrity interviews, have fun with some of the games we play, or just want to hear politics, you can listen to us now at your own convenience. Also, if you guys have smart speakers, we're making it so easy for you. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, I want to listen to Channel Q on radio.com. That way you can take us from your home to your car, to your work, to your office. It's just very easy. And that's what we like in 2019, honey. Now, when we come back, I am so thrilled about our guest. Comedian, humanitarian, lesbian. Wow, that's
lesbian.
Lesbian. She is joining us, Dana Goldberg. We are fully obsessed with her. So stick around because we are the new Channel Q on radio and radio.com where we're giving everybody a voice.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is Friday. It's our Freaky Friday show and our happy hour. So we bring on different people that we think just send you off into the weekend, right? And our next guest just cracks us up. And we thought, well, hey, let's... And we're begging to have you on the show. So
begging.
Thank you for sorting your schedule out to make it happen. Dana Goldberg, everyone. Comic writer, actor, you might know her from One Night Stand Up, which is a show on Logo. That was great. I used to watch it all the time. How about Last Comic Standing? You were on that too. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Dina Goldberg. I feel so dewy and it was so unintentional, but like I had to wear my hair curly because it's raining outside.
Right.
Somebody brought us in bagels.
Immediately so when I walk in.
Yeah. I was like, do you want a bagel?
I'm like, wait, what is, yes, this is my dream sweet sequence.
There's even
yes,
some schmear, but if you want some schmear, the schmear over there. Anyway, so we just recently ran into you at a political event. Are you very politically charged?
I think over the, especially the last 2 years, I've realized that as a quote unquote public figure and as a comedian that has a larger base, it's my job right now to kind of use my voice and my platform to amplify it.
Agreed.
I've gotten more political, especially with this administration. And just in general, I mean, I shouldn't say that. Like, I remember telling jokes about Sarah Palin. Like, this has been happening for a while.
Yeah. If you head on over to her social media, I'm looking at your Twitter, which is at DG Comedy. You made this great one. It was Lindsey Graham just said he stands, quote, firmly behind Donald Trump. And I'm not supposed to make a joke.
Well, they always talk about how if we make jokes about this, they're homophobic slurs. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. First of all, if someone's closeted, and we are pretty sure they're closeted, we're not outing them, but if you're continually making policy that is against the LGBTQ community, and there's a good chance you're in the closet, we're going to hold you to the fire.
100%.
You're phenomenal, though, on Twitter. Like, you have the best clapbacks. You, like, follow people who are being mean to the LGBTQ community. Can you tell some of the listeners, because you guys have to follow her on Twitter. It's hilarious.
Well, I mean, one of my favorite, my pinned tweet is one of my favorite is because it's Alex Jones. Alex Jones went on some tirade and he's like, lesbians are torturing women and eating their brains. And I was like, what? Alex, that's not what we eat. And then it got retweeted like 100, I don't know, it got like 192,000 likes. And I've never seen Twitter do that before. And it was just one of those things where I was like, okay.
That's hilarious. No, because it's so funny. All right, so we telling the news today that Trump is signing the bill that he's going to get the wall.
The national emergency. He is our national emergency, first of all. This is ridiculous. He actually, though, was questioned by one of the journalists, and he said something about, like, you know, this is, you're going to get challenged. This is unconstitutional, and for all the people that say you shouldn't do this, why? And literally what came out of his mouth was, I didn't need to do this right now. I just want it to happen faster, and every lawyer in America. America was like, get your pen and pad.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to get sued so quickly by everyone. And he's literally, if that man speaks long enough, he hangs himself.
Literally. Oh.
If he doesn't have a teleprompter.
I mean,
screaming at the State of the Union because we were taking bets on like what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think he'll be okay because when other people write for him and he doesn't have the opportunity to be himself at all,
right.
He can sort of get it together.
Yeah.
But even then
it was tragic.
Oh, it's just an Adderall sniff when it's teleprompted. That's what you get with Trump when he's teleprompted. It's just what I call the Adderall sniff when he's like, word, 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 lie, word, 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 lie, word, lie. And okay, so that's that. But when he's off the cuff, it's magic because it's just word salad. He has no idea what he's saying.
Right.
Which I think makes Trump, but I mean, Pence the salad.
It's funny when he catches himself saying something that he thinks is wrong, and then he kind of finds a clever way of like getting around. It's the most bizarre. I don't think we've ever had a president speak like this before. I mean, it's tomfoolery.
One of my favorite was recently at, I think it was the National Prayer Breakfast. He was reading a speech that clearly he had never read before. And he said in the speech, I don't know if someone was messing with him, but the teleprompter literally said the faith-based community was responsible for, what did he say? It wasn't eradicating, but basically getting it was getting rid of civil rights. So it was supposed to say slavery, if someone put civil rights in there instead, abolishing. So he said in the microphone, he goes, and the faith-based community is responsible for abolishing. And you see his shoulders go up and he goes, civil rights? And keeps on speaking.
Oh my God.
No!
It was magic.
Oh my God. Do you think people mess with him? Like, do you think people
with all
are
the leaks that are coming out, there's got to be people inside who just are messing with him.
If I was his speechwriter, and I know he's not reading this, like, obviously I would lose my job. It'd be a one and done. But I would make it go big. Like, I would make him say something because you know it would come out of his mouth and then he would be like, wait, I haven't read
What about
this.
Some of the women that speak up for him, like Kellyanne Conway and...
Kellyanne Conway. She and her husband, I don't know how they're still married, first of all.
We ask ourselves every day.
A reality show called The Conways. That's what they're going for.
Oh my God, please.
You know they are.
I mean.
She she actually helped campaign with Ted Cruz.
Right.
She said Trump was, you know, a horrible human being and a moron. She doesn't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. She is getting so much money to lie for this man now. And then when he's out of office, she's going to go back to being a Democrat.
How do you think Sarah Sanders gets through those briefings?
I don't know how she... Well, because she's dead inside. Sarah Sanders has no soul. What do you mean, how does she get through the briefings?
Literally, like, there's just lie after lie after, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Kelly Conway had to come up with another term, alternative facts, just to say I am lying and this is how I'm phrasing it. I mean, it's bizarre.
My favorite now is they're like, the inauguration committee is being investigated, and she'll turn around and be like, this has nothing to do with the White House. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
The Morning Beat with Jay and...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's our Freaky Friday show, and we're thrilled to have comic, writer, actor, all-around funny lady, yeah, Dana Goldberg with us.
I'd also like to say that I'm happy you're joining us because you've shared the stage with President Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Meryl Streep.
Oh, I kissed her cheek. It was one of those awkward moments where I went to go shake her hand,
yeah,
and then I somehow pulled myself in and was like, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the LGBTQ community. And then in my hand, I'm thinking, her hands are so soft. And I just kissed Meryl Streep without asking her permission. Oh. I just Me Too'd Meryl Streep, and I didn't even mean to.
Will you also share the stage with Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, my God.
She's dreamy. Oh, my God. We were backstage now. J-Lo is very protected and has a lot of security around her. And so I had my phone, and I was going to take a really, like, you know, secret picture. Moron over here had the flash on. So this thing was like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, sorry. Of course, security was like, And then I did get a really good one. She is one of those people that's so strikingly beautiful in person that you really don't know what to say.
I have heard that so many times. And then I had to do an interview where I was interviewing her, and I literally couldn't do the interview.
Yeah.
Like, I was so nervous because she's so beautiful. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to switch gears for a minute because Chris Pratt is making headlines. Ellen Page was calling him out because he attends a church that has notoriously anti-LGBTQ policies. And then he was a recent guest on Ellen. The community got a little upset, that kind of feeling like Ellen should have maybe addressed the issue, but she seemingly hasn't addressed these kind of issues in the past. What are you weighing here?
Ellen Page, first of all, is giving me life these days when she's using her platform to speak up for the LGBTQ community. I mean, when she was on Colbert... and went off on...
We played that audio.
One of the best things, and then I'll answer your question, was Colbert... This is an ally. This is what an ally does. They don't speak over us. They stand up for us. He said nothing. He reached over and took her hand in solidarity and just let the moment sit. And it was beautiful.
That. I couldn't believe... I said that as well. He literally just let... Mm-hmm. She took pauses. And he didn't try to fill them and interject.
Not
or try
all.
To... He let the moment play. That was great.
Now, to answer your question about Ellen DeGeneres, and, you know, if you're listening, Ellen, I still want to be on your show. But... I do think sometimes she might be a little removed from the fight in the LGBTQ community, and not saying because of her fame or anything else. It just may be who she is. And so I think the world we're living in right now with our administration, the attack on our transgender brothers and sisters in our community, our LGBTQ community, when we have someone of Ellen's stature, mm-hmm, who has guests that do still go to churches that, you know, go, yeah, against the LGBTQ community, to not bring those up is a missed opportunity to challenge the status quo right now and challenge that voice and say, hey, you have a platform. I know you say you're an ally for this community, but how do you rectify going to this church and also supporting this? And make him answer.
Yeah, because pre-marriage, I think she had Bush on. I can't remember what former president she had on. And she said, you know, you didn't believe in my opportunity to marry my wife. And I think he said something about his faith. And she challenged it then. But I feel like society has moved forward. Many people in the community have gotten a little lazy. When we had Obama in office, they lit up the White House in the rainbow colors. And I think we all thought we were were more advanced, because some of the haters have been silenced for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so now that they're out loud and proud and feeling like they have some kind of validation via the president and his administration, they've hidden so much, and well, it's just my faith.
Right. And but there's two things with this. I didn't watch the interview, so you guys can tell me. Was his church brought up in the interview? Was it addressed?
I didn't see the interview either.
Yeah, because...
he didn't?
Go ahead.
Because okay. I want to make sure as a community, though, that we also don't go digging into people's lives and history just to make them look like bigots when they're
agreed.
Not.
You agreed. Know
what I mean? Well, I'm happy you brought this up, because Kevin Hart, that was sort of another Ellen situation, and then he felt like people were digging into his Twitter from 10 years ago, tweets that he wrote. Now, for me, I've got a very strong opinion. Well, I have a very strong opinion about Ellen also. I don't like her, and I think that she's so whack for not standing up for our community and making all of this money, and it's just, I feel like, again, she's showing off this sort of privilege and not taking responsibility. However, when she came to Kevin Hart's defense, I was also really upset about that. What do you think about that situation?
I think, well, before you answer this, I want to say, to your point, I agree with you. I don't want to villainize people that we don't know. I also think people like Chris Pratt, I have so many friends who happen to be people who are of strong faith system, but they operate from the belief system that it's wrong, so I tolerate you.
Right.
But at church, among my peers at church and my other, you know, fellow people in the congregation, we're praying for you because we think your lifestyle is wrong and you're doomed to hell. Why that's dangerous is because that philosophy then goes out into the world, mm-hmm. and it causes kids who might be growing up in that environment
totally.
To make terrible decisions about their life, whether it's taking their life or just feel alienated.
Absolutely.
And that is why it continues to elevate. I don't feel like Kevin Hart ever gave a remorseful apology, and that's why that bothered me.
But sticking
Chris
in the
Pratt,
themes of digging for things,
I agree.
Do you
no,
think?
I agree. But I think that Chris Pratt probably thinks, he's like, well, I'm not homophobic. I don't get it.
Right. I feel like I'm at the gay Wimbledon. I'm like,
sorry.
No, you.
We never have a third person who like wants to go into this with us.
No, I love this. Are you kidding me? Yeah. There's two things. One, as a community, we have to give people chances to evolve and change. Like, President Obama was against marriage equality. He had to evolve and change. Like, I read Michelle Obama's book, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
Jesus, I love that woman. But we have to allow that. The problem is when something comes up, like Kevin Hart, and his response is so like, I already talked about this. Like, move on. There's something about, well, first of all, his apology before wasn't, I'm so sorry I said this. It was, I wouldn't say that again because we're too PC now.
That's what bothered me.
That was what bothered me, too. I think Kevin's hilarious. I also think there's a really bad precedent, especially in the black community, where there's so much homophobia. When you're making jokes about knocking a dollhouse over your son's head, if you have a platform as big as his now and you have evolved and you have changed, you better use that platform and speak up and say, not only was I wrong, but I want you to embrace your children and I want you to embrace your son. If he likes dolls, you know what? Go buy them the doll he likes. It doesn't mean he's going to be gay.
Yeah.
It just means he may like dolls. I played, well, that was a bad example. I'm like, I played with G.I. Joe when I was a kid. And I'm like, oh,
lesbian.
I'm a big lesbian now.
Lesbian.
You know, but those are the things, is that, like, I've got friends that have androgynous children. That doesn't mean they're going to be trans, and it doesn't mean they're going to be gay, but embrace children and allow them to explore anything that they're interested in, as long as it doesn't put them in harm's way, period.
Agreed.
Now, do you think that they dug to crucify Kevin? Do you think that people wanted to intentionally hurt him?
I don't think he had to dig that far. That's the problem.
Agreed.
I don't think that it was digging that far, and I don't think they wanted to intentionally crucify him. I would, well, speaking for myself, I wouldn't have. If he had come out and given a heartfelt apology and been like, oh my God, you know what? That was history. I can see how that would have affected people now. That's not what I believe. Instead of like, the people who know me know that I don't believe that. That's like me saying a joke about, you know, lynching, and I think it's funny, but the people who really know me know I don't believe in that. If it's not okay for him, it's not okay for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just one of those things that I think he had an opportunity, and I think he would have been a great host for the Oscars.
Yeah.
If it had been addressed differently. I'm not saying he needs to pay for that for the rest of his life, but there are moments where you do have to rectify your mistakes.
But also pay for it for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the Jews do. Oh, no, we're going to make you feel guilty over
the
and
Jewish
over
guilt.
And over.
Well, then, yeah. So for us, that it upsets us. And I agree with you with the Chris Pratt situation, that, you know, how far is it to go into digging? But I don't think they had to dig very far either.
You know, this is going to go into a longer conversation. We may have to stop here. But this whole thing, like all the blackface that's happening down within Virginia and the politicians, and trust me, I'm going to connect this. People are talking about how the gay and lesbian community are being too sensitive with Kevin Hart. And then people are coming out and saying that, you know, this slavery and the blackface was 30 years ago. We as a white as a white woman, I don't get to decide what the consequences are for someone wearing blackface 30 years ago. The community that's being directly affected by this in history should have a say in what the consequences are. When Kevin Hart says something homophobic, I don't think straight, white, cisgendered man should come out in defense of him. We as a community should decide maybe we are upset about that and not be branded that we're being too sensitive. People have gone through plights. There is still systematic slavery happening now. There is still trans people getting killed in the streets, and there are still LGBTQ people getting fired for being gay. So don't tell me, as a community, we're still being too sensitive because you think it's okay to knock a dollhouse over your son's head if he might be gay.
Dana Goldberg, you guys, we'll be back in just a minute.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon, and we're still joined by Dana Goldberg, funny lady herself. We're just chatting all things LGBTQ+. But of course, we want to talk about Valentine's Day because you ladies are in relationships. I'm a single man, so how'd you spend it last night?
Why are you a single man?
I don't know. Do you know someone? Listen, I'm
gay. I'm looking.
All right.
You have another Jewish mother here. I try to set him up with everybody, every guest that comes in.
Anyone. She has no discretion.
Dana, do you want to go on a date with Chad?
It's like the Democratic presidential like field right now.
Anybody.
Yeah. My lady I'm dating has a couple kids, so she was with the kiddos, and she lives we're in a long distance relationship because she's an hour and 15 minutes away from me in Los Angeles. And I don't know if you live in LA, but it's a long drive.
Yeah.
So I had dinner with one of my best friends who went we went to Taroni's and had this truffle sausage pasta. It's the best thing, other than I'm sure someone you've dated you could put in your mouth. It's
sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
No, Michaela and I, we went to the Channel Q was broadcasting Love Line, so that's how we spent it. Unless you ended your night a different way, unless you FaceTime Lisa, and I don't know about it.
I wish I did. Oh. I literally had the best time last night at the Abbey for Valentine's Day with my puppy Rodriguez.
Aww.
And then I went home. Let me tell you something. I don't know who I am. Like, I'll have one drink and I'm like, wasted.
She
I had
really
two
was.
Vodkas true. At the Abbey.
That's four drinks.
It
that's
is.
True.
You know what? That is. I know. Thank you for not drink
or
shaming
six.
Me.
Yeah.
I did. I got home and I remembered that I'm trying to start the keto diet. It's been less than 24 hours.
This is her saying that she heard about this thing called the keto, and she's been saying she's on it or trying to start it for 2 weeks, has no idea what the rules are or how she's even going to go about it, but she's telling people, I'm starting the ketos. It's 2 weeks. I'm starting the ketos.
First of all, don't try to embarrass me in front of Dana Goldberg, but that's so real.
You
couldn't set it better.
She sat here beating her face, and she's like, I have to look pretty for her an hour.
It's just making you look cuter because your little snort is giving me life, so
well,
I love it.
Thank you so much, because I am trying the keto diet, and I did yesterday.
What is the keto diet? What is
it? The keto diet is a new version of the Atkins. This is what I read online. Don't. You're going to do this. I'm going to kill you.
I'm actually... Atkins, no, I'm a vegan in between meals, so I get it.
Okay, so it's just like no carbs, no bread, but you can have unlimited meats and cheeses, hello, duh, and then vegetables. So I did yesterday. I started it. So then I walked home yesterday because I live that close to the Abbey. You know what was in my record thing? When people move to LA, they're like, I want to have like stairs or a two-bedroom or a nice area. I was like, I want to live down the street from the Abbey or I'm not living in LA again. I have to be able to walk there. And if I can't, I'm not living there. So now I can. I got home drunk. I went into my... thing. I ate all of the chicken and all of the vegetables, and I was like, still hungry. Almost ate my fish, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Stop it.
And then I went to bed.
I love you so much right now. One, that your fish is called Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and let's do some sushi. Live. Let's have live sushi.
The most colorful sushi ever. She's a beta fish. All right, so I know you don't
watch. That's really funny.
She literally is.
Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is an alpha fish.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. She's actually an alpha fish.
Yeah. What did you name my beta fish? I forgot. You gave me a good one for
mine. I gave you Beta Midler.
Beta Midler.
And I gave you Catherine Beta Jones.
That's the one I like the best.
Those are like the plants that are hard to kill. Beta fish are the plants that are hard to kill.
Yeah, they'll
survive.
They're
anything.
Resilient. Yeah. All right. So listen, tonight is Drag Race, the finale. We still have some people in the room who have contestants in the ring. I do not. I'm out. I had Latrice Royale and Gia Gunn. Jeffrey, who do you have currently still?
She's got Monet Exchange and Naomi Schmaltz.
So you got two girls in the style,
yes,
and you still have both girls.
She chooses right, honey.
Oh, God.
Well,
Justin. Our straight producer, who do you have?
I'm refusing to acknowledge this question. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're out of the game, aren't you?
I had Pheromone and rest in peace, Manila Luzon.
Got
it. Yeah, but you know what? That's not fair because Manila was supposed to take it, and then, you know, Naomi Smalls is shady. I have Trinity the Tuck.
Uh huh.
And honestly, you guys, I'm not saying this because I often win. I think she's going to win.
Wait a minute.
She's been so consistent.
There's four. You have two, and you have one. Or do you have two girls?
No, I have one. Valentina got sent home.
So. Yeah, there were two that we did not pick, which was Monique Hart, who was also in the finals.
Yeah, remember, because it didn't match up to our fantasy draft.
They didn't get picked?
They didn't get picked.
Can I jump in and pick one now?
No, you can't.
Dang it. Dang it. All right.
You're such a cheater. Okay, so Trinity the Chuck got her lips fixed on Botched. Honestly, I think she's going to take the win. I'm very excited. I'm congratulating.
Why are you feeling, do you feel like a bond with her over that?
Mm. Yeah, I got my lip injections taken out. She got more put in. We're close.
Just swap with her?
I took mine out and gave them to her.
She also took her boobs out this year. This is the after. This is
yeah,
her.
Now I never wear a bra. It's yeah. amazing.
She's literally smiles. Like a Woodstock lesbian. I love it.
My hair is curly.
She's literally at Firefest right now.
I'm using natural deodorant.
It's amazing.
I'm a new person.
All right. Well, good luck to all the contestants tonight. You can catch Drag Race at 8 p.m. Check the local listings on where it plays. It's VH1. I don't know what channel that is near you. Dana Gilbert, thank you. Come back whenever you want.
I will
open
come
door.
Live with you guys. I had so much fun this morning.
Yeah, and so give your social media because we want people to give you a follow, and we're also going to blast it on our social media as well.
Fantastic. Please follow me at DG Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to not hear my voice, you just want to see my face, you can do Instagram at DG Comedy. And then my schedule's on my website, danagoldberg.com. I do a lot of nonprofit work, but also stand-up shows around the country and cruises and resorts and all kinds of fun stuff. So I hope to see you on the road.
Do you do the boy cruises too or just the girls?
I just do the girls right now, but I have a massive following with the male community
yes.
from all of my like human rights campaign, Trevor Project, Glad Work.
Yeah.
So I would love to go do the boy
cruises. I do Atlantis, and we are trying to figure out how to do Atlantis as well with them.
Yeah.
I do, go as a performer, you would kill.
I would love to
I know,
do it.
We have to get her set up.
The boys would love you. And there's always like, on a 5,000 you know, gay men cruise, there's 10 lesbians.
Yes.
10.
Which is fine with me. I have so much fun with the gay boys anyway.
Yeah, like, that was great.
The gay boys are funny because they're like, banana hammock, orgies, and we're like, let's go look at whales.
Well, we love you, Dana Goldberg. Thank you. As always, you are now part of the family here at Channel Q. You guys have a great weekend. We are so happy that you listen to us. As always, we're the Morning Beat on Channel Q with radio and radio.com. Have a great weekend. Bye.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.